of Ezekiel, chapter number 22. He says in verse 1, "Moreover, the word of the Lord came unto me saying," aren't you glad we've got a God that's interested in saying something? Then he simply says this in verse 17, "And the word of the Lord came unto me saying." Then he says in verse 23, God's not through talking. Aren't you glad God's not through talking in this day and this hour? For he said in verse 23, "And the word of the Lord came unto me saying." I've noticed when the word of the Lord comes, it'll always have something to say. He said, "Son of man, say unto her, thou art the land that is not cleansed, nor rained upon in the day of indignation. There is a conspiracy of her prophets in the midst thereof, like a roaring lion raving in the prey. They've devoured souls. They've taken the treasure and precious things. They've made many widows in the midst thereof. Her priests have violated my law, have profaned mine holy thing. They the holy and profane. Neither have they showed difference between the unclean and the clean. They've hid their eyes from my Sabbaths, and I've profaned among them. Her princes in the midst thereof are like wolves, raving in the prey to shed blood and to destroy souls and to get dishonest gain. You better watch them hirelings tonight. And her prophets have daubed them with untempered mortar, seeing vanity and divining lies, and them saying, thus saith the Lord God, when the Lord hath not spoken. The people of the land have used oppression, exercised robbery. They vex the poor and the needy. Yeah, they've oppressed the stranger wrongfully. Verse 30, "And I sought for a man among them that should make up the hedge and stand in the gap before me for the land, that I should not destroy it, but I found none." You may be seated tonight. Father, we love you. We thank you for the good grace of God. Thank you for the good singing tonight. Thank you for the good place that we have to come to at the house of God. Thank you for our children, God, the little ones. We're thankful tonight. God, would you give us wisdom? God, show us the things that will help the people of God from the Word of God tonight. I pray now you'd use us to be a blessing. We'll be careful and honor you and thank you for everything. In Jesus' name, amen. And amen. Notice our text verse tonight. Could we look into this just for a few moments this evening? I preached a long time this morning. I won't be long of what I do tonight. He said, "And I sought for a man among them." I want to say something right there. It's still right to be a man. It's still right to stand up and let folks know what side that you're on. Thank God for men in the ministry that God can look out about. But within this people, he sought for a man and could not find one. Now he says that he should make up the hedge and stand in the gap before me for the land. You know, a lot of times you may think that God cannot use you or God is not using you. But ladies, you'd be surprised of how much that God uses you that you're not even aware of. Thank the Lord for people that is willing to stand in the gap for God. That's what I want to preach on tonight, standing in the gap for God. I ask you this question, Would you be willing to stand in the gap for God? God needs somebody to stand in place where nobody else will stand. And I've noticed when you stand, you're not the most popular person in town. When you stand, you may not have the most friends in the community. But I'm going to tell you, people will know if you're standing right. They'll know who you're standing for. And I'd rather have somebody standing with me tonight than anybody that I know. And, oh, child of God, can we get back to standing for God in this day and in this hour? I want to say, first of all, I want to stand for my blessed Savior. God has been so good to me. I say hallelujah. I'm glad one day that He saved me and wrote my name down yonder in glory land world. I'm glad He put the Holy Ghost in me. I'm glad He gave me a Bible to read. I'm glad the call of God on my life to stand in the gap for the Savior. If there's anybody that deserves to be standing for the Savior, it's us tonight. He's been good to us. He feeds us and protects us and gives us everything that we have tonight. The Bible simply says in 1 Timothy chapter number 2 and verse number 1 of 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse number 1, one of my greatest passages that I love in the Bible. We need to stand for the Savior. 1 Timothy 2, verse number 1, Paul is writing to his young Timothy. He said, I exhort, therefore, that first of all, before anything else, supplication, prayers, and intercessions. What does supplication mean? It means a request, our needs, our lacks. Can I tell you, it's all right to ask God for what you need or for what you lack. Because without Him doing it, it's not going to happen this evening. Supplications means requests or needs. Prayer simply means this, to worship and adore. Every time we pray, we ought to praise Him and thank Him how good that He's been to us. Many times I have supplication in my prayer, but I've got to work on that simply prayers or that worship and adoration. Sometimes when you get up from praying, you ought to say, God, first of all, we ought to say, God, thank You. Thank You for how good You've been to me. You'll be amazed when we get to heaven what God's done for us that we never knew nothing about. So I want to say thank You tonight for the things that I don't even know what to thank You for. And this missionary family here tonight. As I was praying in the prayer room, God brought on my heart to pray this for him. God, open all the doors that need to be opened and close those that need to be closed. Lord, thank You for how good You've been to us. And so we see this supplication, prayers, and then intercession that has to do with the benefits of others. Interceding for ones. I'm glad we have the great intercessor tonight. We don't need a priest. We don't have to go to Rome to find the Pope. We have the Lord Jesus Christ, the great intercessor tonight. The one that brings man to God. Oh, Paul's writing and he says, I exhort therefore that first of all, supplication, prayers, and intercession. Then look what he says, and giving of thanks. Be made for all men. For kings and for all that are in authority. We ought to be praying for our president tonight. If people weren't fighting against him and push in with him, there's no telling what that man could accomplish in this country. That we may, watch this, underline this, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. For this is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior, who will have all men to be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth. For there's one God and one mediator. Young people, that word mediator means He's a go-between. He brings me and you to God. One mediator. It's not the Baptist church. It's not a preacher. But He's our Savior. Look what He says. Who will have all men to be saved? There's one God, one mediator between God and men, the man, Christ Jesus. I was talking to Brother Chuck this morning. He said he was listening to preaching this week and said before God was the God-man, He was God. He came and He was born in a lowly stable from a virgin and He became the God-man. And since He's experienced our difficulties, but yet He's never known sin, He can relate to where me and you are tonight. I'm glad. You know, I've never been able to get advice from somebody that hadn't been there to tell me how to do something. But I'm glad we've got somebody that's walked where we walk tonight. And He says He is the man. Christ Jesus, this is amazing, who gave Himself a ransom for all to be testified in due time. I want to stand in the gap for the Savior tonight. There's nobody like Christ. You know, in this day and hour, as I said this morning, people don't mind you believing in God. But when you stand for Christ and dogmatically take a stand and say, He's the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father except by Him. If you bypass Christ, hell will be your home tonight. I want to stand in the gap for the Savior. I want to give Him all the praise and the honor and the glory that I can while I'm living. And isn't it going to be wonderful when we get to heaven? Some of you don't like church now. You don't want to go to heaven. Because we're going to praise Him while the ages roll up. Can you imagine having a church service in heaven? Stand in the gap for the Savior. Young people at your school, stand in the gap for Jesus, our Savior. Put your flag up, wave your banner and say, I'm on the Lord's side, and it is the side of the Lord Jesus Christ. Matter of fact, young people, I really commend you the way that you're putting your hearts and efforts in serving God, wanting to know more about Christ. You can reach young people that us older people can't reach. But you can if you'll stand in the gap for God, for the Savior. Stand in the gap for Him in our jobs, wherever we are. Be a light. I want to stand in the gap for the Savior. And then secondly, something's really dear to my heart tonight. I want to stand in the gap for the saints. I love the people of God. I'll be honest with you with all of my heart. When God called me to preach, I had no idea would I ever be a pastor. I just know God called me to preach. And I started out preaching in churches, and God opened the pastorate up in Alabama. I went there. God started Liberty Baptist Church, and I'm going to be as honest with you as I know how to be. I've never considered myself as a good pastor. And I don't want to sound prideful in this, but I've always tried to study and make a decent preacher. Now I want to say something tonight. There's ever been a time in my life that I love helping the saints of God. It is tonight. I'm glad I've got a pastor's heart. I'm glad God's put me at Liberty Baptist Church to be your preacher. And I thank God for that wonderful opportunity tonight. But I want to say, we need to learn to stand in the gap for the saints. We all don't look alike.
we all don't act right. I sure am glad of that. Somebody say amen. We all don't dress alike. There's a lot of preachers want to have his thumb on the congregation in such a way that he wants to be their dictator. I'm not your dictator tonight. I'm your preacher. And I'm going to tell you, I love standing in the gap for the saints. What's going to happen when you have a problem? Am I just going to throw you down in the highway and leave you alone because you've made a mistake? That's not Christian. Are you going to talk about my family? Am I going to talk about yours? That's not Christian. We're to love each other. Help each other and stand for what's right. Encourage these young people. Encourage the older people. Thank God. I know I'm harping a lot on young people, but I'm glad there's some old folk around here. I can go to them sometime, Brother Mike, and say, well, I want to ask y'all something. How's y'all making? I'm struggling here. I know none of y'all struggle, but it does good for me to have people sitting around the building, been there, done that. And have found God to be faithful. Has anybody found God to be faithful? I want to stand in the gap for the saints. 2 Corinthians 6 tonight. 2 Corinthians 6. You know, stand in the gap for the saints. A lot of people think they're not beneficial, but did you know, but you just being here tonight, that you're helping the saints? Do you realize when Paul and Silas at the midnight hour were preaching in Philippi, the Bible said that suddenly there was a great shaking happening in that prison. Paul and Silas was praying and singing in the midnight hour. The jailer rushed in, fell at his feet, cried and asked Paul and said, "Sirs, what must I do to be saved?" He said, "Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, thou shalt be saved in thy house." I said all that to say this tonight. Standing in the gap with the saint, you're helping people that you don't even know you're helping tonight. The devil will tell you you're unbeneficial. You're no good. But I'm going to tell you, everybody here can be a blessing to somebody tonight. 2 Corinthians 6, verse 1. "We then as workers together with him beseech you also that you receive not the grace of God in vain. For he saith, I've heard thee in a time accepted, and the day of salvation have I secured thee. Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation." Young people, today's the day to get saved. Tonight's the night to get saved. Older people, tonight's the night to get saved. "Giving no offense in anything, that the ministry be not blamed, but in all things approving ourselves as the ministers of God, in much patience and afflictions and necessities and distresses." Now look in verse 1 and watch your Bible. "We then as workers together with him." You see, that's the whole congregation. And now he moves on and he simply says this. Verse number 3. We are to be in this ministry, but in verse 4, "In all things approving ourselves as the ministers of God, in much patience, afflictions, necessities, and distress." I know God calls men to preach, but I'm going to tell you, God calls everybody to minister. We need to stand in the gap for the saints. Mom and Daddy, let me ask you something. If somebody else's child gets on the wrong track, could they come to you and your wife and your family and get help and benefits? If your brother or your sister in Christ is struggling, could they come to you and really get ministry helps from you? That ought to be our heart tonight. How we can help each other till we get to the other side. Because I'm going. You hear me tonight?
for my Savior. I want to stand in the gap for the saints.
Lastly, I want to stand in the gap for the sinner. Who's going to tell them if we don't? Titus 2, verse number 11. Titus 2, turn the right in your Bibles. Titus 2, verse number 11. For the grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared to all men, testifying or teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lust, we should live soberly and righteously and godly in this present world, looking for that blessed hope, the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Miss Sherry, if you'd come, please, ma'am, who gave Himself for us that He might redeem us from all iniquity and purify unto Himself a peculiar people, zealous of good works. These things speak and exhort and rebuke with all authority. Let no man despise thee. I want to stand in the gap for the Savior. I want to stand in the gap for the saints. But I want to stand in the gap for the sinner tonight. Point them to the blessed hope of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Sinner tonight, Jesus loves you. Died for you. Could I ask you something? Is God dealing with you to be saved? He wants you to be saved. Well, preacher, how do I get saved? You respond to God. Put faith in Christ. Realizing you're a sinner and you want to be saved. I wonder, would you be willing to trust Jesus Christ tonight as your Savior? Every head bowed, every eye closed tonight. I'd ask you this evening, ma'am,